Every item of clothing tells a different story. Lorna Keeling has always loved clothing and colour. Here, she shares her love for fashion and how her clothing choices have adapted since her PSP diagnosis. I've always loved clothing and colours. I think I inherited it from my mum as a child. I grew up in the post-war years where parents often made their children's clothing. I soon picked up that habit myself. My favourite outfit growing up was a yellow dress my mum made for me. I love flowers, and I remember my dad saying that the dress was lovely, but some embroidered flowers on the pocket would really help set it off. My mum encouraged Dad to add the embroidered flowers himself, and he did. That's why I loved that dress so much, having something created by both my parents. I was lucky enough to do a spot of modelling for a while before I moved into a teaching career and become a headmistress. Whatever I was doing at the time, I always liked to have a well-put-together outfit with coordinated accessories and jackets. I did have to do a lot of sorting out after I moved out of the family home. My husband had died from prostate cancer, so I was living there alone when balance issues began. I thought I had weakened some muscles whilst caring for my husband. However, as my balance got worse, falls followed, and physio made no difference. I finally found out it wasn't a muscular issue at all. It was PSP. It was difficult downsizing to my flat, seeing my possessions being taken away. I did manage to keep a lot of clothes, although I did give some away as well. I have two wardrobes in my flat, and I rotate the contents, so I have seasonally appropriate items to wear easy to hand. When I first moved into my flat, I was still mobile, but the falls continued. I eventually had a really bad fall here in the living room, and unfortunately, I broke my neck. I now have carers who come in daily to help with cooking and washing and such. Although I need help with my daily living, I still like to pander to my creative flair. I paint whenever I can. Although it is getting more difficult, I am still capturing my favourite flowers in watercolour. I also know my wardrobe well, so I know exactly what I want to wear each day. Although I have wardrobes full of clothes, I am always on the lookout for my next outfit. I can't browse from shop to shop anymore, but I look online to view different styles, and then my carer kindly goes out on the hunt for whatever item I am looking for. These days, I like to wear longer, flowing items. Soft, stretchy materials are best, and with elasticated waists. These help to cover the catheter bag on my leg and make it easier for my peg to be accessed. I have adapted my jewellery a bit too. I can't manage the clasps on necklaces and bracelets anymore, so anything that just goes over my head or slips onto my wrist is best. Currently, my favourite item of clothing are a pair of black sequin trousers and a green velvet top I got for the Christmas festivities. I saw them online, but they didn't have my size. Luckily, my carer spotted some in town that weekend, and I was so pleased. I also love a round-necked black leather jacket I bought some years ago. I don't really wear it anymore, but I am not ready to give that away yet. When I am attached to an item of clothing and I give it away, I really think about who I should gift it to. It's my way of saying, this means something to me, and I want you to have it and enjoy it too. I often give items of clothing to my granddaughter, as she loves vintage items, and I have plenty. I recently gave her a coat I bought when I was about 40 years old, from Selfridges in the sale. I had my eye on that coat for a long time. I would nip into the shop to view it and feel it, all the while saving up my money to buy it. Then one day it was reduced in the sale, so I got it. I know my granddaughter loves it as much as I did. I have told her that she should invest in one quality piece of clothing a year. Not only will it last, but it also helps you to remember different times in your life. Each item of clothing I own tells a different story. This sparkly grey rain mac, for instance. I know I bought this whilst my husband was in hospital in London. One day when I was visiting him, it was absolutely throwing it down and I didn't have a mac. So I nipped to the shops on King's Road and picked this up. I am still wearing it now. I do have some items that need adjusting, such as a purple cord dress. I wouldn't be able to get my arms up high enough to pull it on now, so I am hoping to have it adapted to fasten with a zip or buttons at the back, so it is easier to get on. PSP can be difficult at times. You lose so much. I can't move independently, my voice is getting quieter, and I can't look up. Something both doctors and opticians missed whilst my symptoms were being investigated. But there is still joy in life. And, as I say, you just must go with the flow and make the most of it.